Welcome to the Seek Him Early podcast, featuring daily devotional studies on knowing, loving, and serving our Lord Jesus Christ. Each weekly program is from the book of that same title. I'm Pastor Watson, author of the book, pastor of Grace Bible Church in Meeker, Colorado, and director of Sola Scriptura Publications. This episode is part 4 of 4, concluding our consideration of reasons for church attendance based on Hebrews 10:25, not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together. My dear Christian friend, I pray these studies on faithful attendance to the local church have not appeared as my scolding you. Rather, their entire purpose has been to encourage you with this vitally important priority. We've looked at several reasons already. First, we attend because to obey Christ. Secondly, to praise and worship our God. Third, to hear the Word of God preached and exposited and applied to our living. The fourth reason is just our own personal edification. And fifthly, we noted last time, it is also an encouragement to our pastor. Well, I would encourage you with number 6, and that is to encourage other believers. Many people feel that they can worship God by being out in nature. Oh, how many times I've heard that in my years of ministry. Or nowadays by viewing a church service on television or streaming something on the internet. But what of other believers? What about the other Christian soldiers in our company? Just as literal soldiers depend upon one another, so do we. We encourage each other in spiritual combat. We love and protect each other. Those who just shrug this off by not showing up discourage the others who do show up. Consider this often quoted statement by Martin Luther, quote, "At home in my house, there is no warmth or vigor in me, but in the church, when the multitude is gathered together, a fire is kindled in my heart and it breaks its way through," unquote. Seventh and finally, another reason for church attendance is to be a testimony to others. I am again grieved when I see Christians forsake their responsibility of church attendance in such a way that unbelievers see it. I have seen many other things take precedent, even though unbelievers at those times knew that the Christians involved missed church to be there. Well, again, may I be lovingly frank, what message does that send? How is this a testimony of our commitment and love for Christ? Is our faith and spiritual life important only when it is convenient? Only when it doesn't interfere with our schedule? Is our church life just a satellite that revolves around everything else? Or does everything else revolve around it? What is really at the core of our quote-unquote universe? As our text once again declares, exhorting one another, and so much the more as we see the day approaching. Well, what day is approaching? Well, the views here actually vary. Some believe that the day that is approaching is death, others the last judgment, or perhaps the destruction of Jerusalem, or perhaps it was heightened persecution, or even Christ's second coming. So what is that day that is approaching? Well, the point is that whichever event is in view, it is approaching. This is the Greek egetzo, to bring near, to be at hand. Today we might say it's just around the corner. So in light of that impending day, we should be exhorting one another. This is the Greek parakaleo, that is comforting, beseeching, admonishing, and even imploring one another in this area of faithfulness to the assembly. As one commentator submits, quote, "To neglect Christian meetings is to give up the encouragement and help of other Christians. We gather together to share our faith and to strengthen one another in the Lord. As we get closer to the day when Christ will return, we will face many spiritual struggles and even times of persecution. Anti-Christian forces will grow in strength. Difficulties should never be excuses for missing church services. Rather, as difficulties arise, we should make an even greater effort to be faithful in attendance. Unquote. Oh, praise the Lord for that kind of boldness and encouragement from that Christian writer. My dear Christian friend, is there any doubt? Is there any doubt at all as to the enormous importance of faithful attendance in the local church? Well, if you'd like to go a little deeper on your own, I don't have any extra scripture for you today, but I would encourage you, please, to just review these studies. Listen to them again, perhaps. Reflect on the impact that they have had on your heart, and I hope they have impacted and encouraged you. Jot down what the Lord has impressed upon your heart. Our next episode is titled Well Doing and is based on Galatians 6:9, and let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. May God richly bless you, my dear Christian friend. I pray that you will continue each day to seek God.